We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
He said, "Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ, the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today." Today is Resurrection Sunday, and churches are empty, sadly, all over this region, not your conventional Easter morning, but I'm glad that though the churches are empty, the grave is also empty. Jesus lives, and we serve a risen Savior, and because he lives, we can have blessed assurance. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns. Thank you so much for joining us today for Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We're going to listen to this wonderful hymn. You sing along if you know the words. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. What a wonderful truth in that hymn. We can trust the Lord, and we have that confidence in our heart that God is in control. John chapter 20 in the Word of God. John chapter 20, verse number 1 is our scripture this morning. It is a message about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I want us to consider, if we could, this morning, Jesus, the resurrected Redeemer. Jesus, the resurrected Redeemer. John chapter 20, verse number 1, the scriptures say this: "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark. And it was a dark day for her and for the disciples at this particular time." I mean, the Bible says it was yet dark physically, but it was also emotionally and spiritually a dark day. The Bible says they came unto the sepulcher, and they seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher. "Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved." This is John, the writer of the text. We know that Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and this is the way the Holy Spirit penned the Bible. The Bible says that she runneth to the disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher, and we know not where they have laid him." Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulcher. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulcher. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulcher, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou?" She saith unto them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" She, supposing him to be a gardener, saith unto him, "Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus saith unto her, "Mary." She turned herself and saith unto him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." Jesus saith unto her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to thy brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Today we celebrate the greatest day in the history of the world. Today we celebrate the great truth that Jesus Christ, who was crucified on a Roman cross, who died and was buried in a borrowed tomb, is alive. This truth of the resurrection is a powerful truth from death to life. It is a prophesied truth. All throughout the Old Testament, we have the prophesied truth that Jesus will die and will live again. And this is a performing truth. All those who put their faith and trust in Jesus will live forever with Christ. We can have life eternal in the power of Jesus Christ. This one truth is what sets Christianity apart from other systems of belief in the world. All other religious leaders have died and they have been buried, and you can go visit the grave. Every founder of religion that has ever existed has died. However, only one has risen again from the dead. If we were to strip Christianity from the doctrine of the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, then friend, our faith would be no more than just another religious system condemning the souls of men to an eternity in hell. If Jesus did not arise from the dead and is not alive today, then everything he did was vain. His life was a waste of a life. His teaching are simply the ravings of a madman. If Jesus Christ is not alive, then there is no salvation. There is no hope for our world. But I'm glad to tell you today that he lives, and we celebrate his resurrection today because we serve a risen Savior. I want to give you some exciting truths from John chapter 20. I believe these wonderful truths can change your life. Number one, let's consider Mary at the tomb. Mary at the tomb. We see her discovery. Mary came to the tomb a good while before daylight. The Bible says that when she arrives, she finds the stone is rolled away from the tomb, and the tomb is empty. It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you. And if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery program.
Weekends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
Mary at the tomb. We see her discovery. Mary came to the tomb a good while before daylight. The Bible says that when she arrives, she finds the stone is rolled away from the tomb, and the tomb is empty. Immediately, she runs to find the disciples of Jesus, and she tells them that the body of their Lord is missing from the tomb. When they heard this news, Peter and John ran to the tomb to see what had happened. When they arrived, they both saw the linen clothes lying there undisturbed, and the napkin that had been around the face was folded in place by itself, verses 5 and 7. After they see these things, they return to their home. John at least appears to have believed that the Lord was alive from the dead, verse number 8. The Bible says, and then went in also the other disciple, which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw and he believed. What did John see? Well, he looked in the tomb and he saw the linen clothes. This speaks of the grave clothes. The grave clothes that wrapped the body of Jesus. They placed the spices on the grave clothes. They could create a shell of the body. And the Bible says that they weren't moved. They were still the shell of a man. Why is this important? Because if the body was taken, then the linen clothes would not be the same. They would be in a heap. They would be disturbed. Those linen clothes were perfectly in place. The napkin was still folded. In Jewish culture, this means that when someone, after a meal, they would fold their napkin. It means that they were returning. If they left, they would be returning back to the meal. And it's important to realize that the napkin that was covering the face of Jesus was folded neatly, which speaks of the fact that he is coming back. His work is not done. And the Bible says when John saw these things, he believed. We see Mary's discovery. We see Mary's devotion. Verse 11, Peter and John went away from the tomb, but Mary stayed behind to weep and to mourn the loss of her Lord. Why did Mary stay? Well, because she loved Jesus. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 9, and when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. Her life was never the same when Jesus met her. Jesus changed her life. She was once in the darkness of sin. She was once the captive of sin. But Jesus casted out those devils from her life. There was great devotion. There was a wonderful change. There was a wonderful power on display because of what Jesus had done for her. A redeemed believer will be devoted to Christ for what Christ has done for you and what Christ has done for me. And Mary Magdalene was thankful for the work of Jesus in her life, her discovery, her devotion. But think about her darkness in verse 11. She was weeping because she thought that Jesus was dead. There was darkness that the Savior was dead. Jesus was not dead. He was very much alive. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19 speaks, the context of the scripture is about the resurrection of Jesus. If Jesus is not risen from the grave, if he is not a living Savior, and we place our hope in Christ, the Bible says if in this life only we have hope in Christ, and if Jesus is not risen from the grave, then we are of all men most miserable. Many of God's children live as if they believe Jesus was dead. So many Christians in our world today, they have no joy. They have no excitement in their life. I mean, even the crisis of COVID-19 has them terrified as if the Lord was not resurrected, as if the Lord was not alive. But I'm glad today that we don't have to live in darkness because we serve a Savior who is very much alive, a Savior who is on the throne, a Savior who is in control. The hymn writer said, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart. And then the hymn writer penned these words. He said, rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ, the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. With that in mind, let's determine this Easter morning that we're not going to hang our heads in brokenness and sadness and darkness, but rather we will learn to rejoice in a living Savior. A family lost three children to a horrible disease in the same week. Only a three-year-old girl escaped the disease. On the following Easter morning, the father, the mother, and the child attended church because the father was the Sunday school teacher. He led the session when all the classes met together. He began to read the Easter message from the Bible. Many were weeping, but the father and the mother remained calm. When Sunday school was over, a 15-year-old boy was walking home with his father. The superintendent of the Sunday school and his wife must really believe the Easter story, said the boy. His father answered, we all do. Not the way they do, replied the young man. God help us today to believe the Easter story in our heart. God help us to live the story also in our lives. I see Mary at the tomb. I see the messengers at the tomb. The Bible says in John chapter 20, verse 12, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, because They have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. I see in this scripture their presence. There were two angels at the tomb. Two is the number of witness. These angels had been dispatched from God to bear witness to the truth that Jesus is alive. Their message is of absolute hope and perfect assurance. The Bible says in Matthew 28, verse 5, "And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." The message of the angels was a message of peace. It was a message of hope. We see their presence, two witnesses. We see their posture. The Bible says their posture was of absolute peace. If the body of Jesus had been missing and that there had been trouble at the tomb, you can be assured that these angels would have been busy, but they sit down because everything is well. Everything is in control. I see their picture. The picture represents rest. These angels appear to be in perfect rest. It is as if they are telling us it is finished. It is complete. The work is over. We can all rest now. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Salvation is complete, friends. The cross, the grave, the empty grave is the seal, a completed work, and all of those who trust in Jesus can have eternal life. I don't know your soul's condition today, but I want to invite you to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. He died for you. He's a risen Savior. Salvation is complete in him and him alone. Will you call upon his name today? I see their picture. I see their posture. I see their presence. I see their plan. And they say unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou?" She saith unto them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." Verse 13 indicates that these angels wanted to stir up something within the heart of Mary. Their question is designed to turn a light on inside of Mary's head. It is as if they are asking, "Should you be weeping? Doesn't this empty tomb call instead for rejoicing?" But Mary, like so many of us, seems determined to live by sight rather than walk by faith. I'm glad for the message of the Bible of hope and peace and contentment and blessed assurance because Jesus lives. Mary at the tomb, the messengers at the tomb. But let's notice lastly this morning, the Messiah at the tomb. The Bible says in John chapter 20, verse 14, "And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, "Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus saith unto her, "Mary." She turned herself and saith unto him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." Jesus saith unto her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and I go to my God and your God." We see, first of all, in this scripture, Mary's confusion. "And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus." In her weeping, she realizes that she wasn't alone at the tomb. She sees a man standing near her, but doesn't recognize that it is Jesus. And so she continues to weep. No matter what is happening in our life and in our world today, we know that we have the promises of God to lean on. We have Jesus standing beside us. God is at work. And even though we may not see him through our tears, friend, listen to me, God is there, and God is at work. We see Mary's confusion, but we see the confrontation. Verse 14, Jesus now asks Mary two questions, and these questions are designed to expose her to the truth. He says, "Why weepest thou? Why do you weep when you could be rejoicing? Why do you worry when you can be trusting? Who are you seeking among the dead? Why do you look for he that is alive among those who are dead?" These questions are designed to remind Mary that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, John 11, that he is the Prince of Life, Acts chapter 3. I find it interesting that Mary continued to weep and to look into the grave. You know, friend, when we lose a loved one in Christ, we need to stop looking at the grave and start looking to the Savior. Because we know that if they died in Christ, they are in the very presence of Jesus Christ. We see the confrontation. We see the confusion. Verse 16, we see the call. Jesus saith unto her, "Mary." She turned herself and saith unto him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." When Mary doesn't respond to his questions, the Lord simply calls her by her name. He tenderly says, "Mary." This isn't the voice of the Creator calling the creature. This isn't the voice of the master calling the servant. This is the voice of the shepherd calling out to a struggling sheep.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.